Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting third. The shortstop, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Castano reaches third base with a triple. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing center field. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Paxton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rosello scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norris moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hara bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norris moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Bonds moves to third. Hara moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Hara scores. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreau moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a fly ball towards left. Adams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Adams. Cox moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox tags and scores. Pruitt tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Norris reaches second base with a double. Pruitt scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Mike Baksik now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baksik fields it and throws to second to catch Norris off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Adams steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosello bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pruitt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norris bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Pruitt moves to third. Rosello moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Rosello moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosello scores. Bonds moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hara moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Pete Redfern now pitching. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Toby Hara now playing third base. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Pruitt moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will Fong fields it and throws to second for the out. Pruitt moves to third. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Norris moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hara hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Adams reaches second base with a double. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dell Alston pinch runs for Cliff Johnson. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.